Hello and welcome to CEO Podcast. You're with Christine Satovsky, and in this episode, Raz Shorev tells us that some companies are losing customers at a staggering rate without really hearing from most of them or understanding why. He says that today you need to go beyond mere satisfaction and build loyalty and engagement. Each year, the average company loses 10 to 15% of its customer base. 84% of customers who leave do so because of poor service. And typically, a business only hears from 4% of its dissatisfied customers. All company executives believe that having loyal customers is key to business success. Most executives will point to their customer care training or CRM system and say, "That's how we take care of loyalty here." Some will also point to their monthly newsletter or discount program to demonstrate their efforts. All of these are good attempts, however, they are not good enough. Here are 9 ways to increase customer loyalty and help companies keep valuable customers coming back. By identifying what drives customer loyalty and engagement, you can begin to develop the best practices that will have a direct impact on customer retention and profits. The first way to build customer loyalty is to give customers more than they expect. This is fundamental. Companies need to identify and understand customer expectations, provide value for the dollars spent in terms of product quality and service, and then find a way to go the extra mile and add perceived value to the offer. Number 2, turn complaints into opportunities. Quickly resolve customer complaints to build loyalty and show them that you care. Monitor things like time to resolution and customer satisfaction levels once complaints are resolved. Bear in mind, customers will be more impressed with you if they had a problem and it has been resolved quickly, efficiently, and to their complete satisfaction, more than if they didn't have a problem at all. Number 3, engage customers in a two-way dialogue. Gather feedback consistently from multiple sources, and respond to feedback quickly and personally, and then organize feedback to track the results. An engaged customer is more than satisfied and more than loyal. They go out of their way to show their association with your company. They also support you during both good and bad times because they believe that what you have to offer is superior to others. Engagement takes your customer beyond passive loyalty to become an active participant and promoter of your product. Engaged customers will give you more feedback, and you should be ready to handle it. All this translates into a customer who will spend more money with you over time. So listen to customer feedback from comment cards, letters, phone calls, and surveys. Respond quickly and personally to concerns of high interest to your customers. Organize unstructured feedback for tracking and trending over time. And trust your customers to tell you what the problem is. Use statistical techniques to discover which action items will have the most impact on your business outcome. Number 4. Build opportunities for repeat business. Monitor what customers request most and offer services that complement other purchases. Use in-house or outsourced technology to track, classify, and categorize open-ended feedback. Be acutely responsive to customer questions, comments, and complaints. Often, these are your most loyal customers. If you resolve a complaint quickly, you can actually grow loyalty and drive more business. Number 5. Survey your customers and solicit feedback. Use short surveys that are unbiased and well-structured. Employ random sampling to avoid survey fatigue. Number 6. Create a centralized system for managing feedback. Technology can help to centralize surveys and customer feedback and track both qualitative and quantitative information. The technology can be implemented in-house as a software package, a web-based application, or outsourced completely. Number 7. Tie customer loyalty and engagement to business outcomes. Track customer feedback over time and compare with revenues and profits over the same period. Determine how outcomes should be measured, whether by satisfaction, likelihood to purchase again, likelihood to recommend, or other factors. Number 8. Use analysis to predict future loyalty. Analyze information to reveal the most important area of focus for customer loyalty and how it changes over time. Use feedback data to understand client intentions and motivations. Number 9. Ask for help. Seek help if needed by choosing a partner who does have the technology, best practices, and experience in place and more readily available. Following these steps may not be the easiest process, but stay focused and keep your eye on the goal. Increasing your engagement and loyalty equals increasing profits and a strong competitive advantage. If you have any questions for Raz, you can contact him via his website, www.razchorev.com. That's razchorev.com. If you would like a written copy of this article, or to discover others like it, head to the CEO Online website at www.ceoonline.com. While you're there, you can also find case studies, top CEO thinking, learning modules, book summaries, and other resources to build your business, management, and leadership skills. We hope to see you on www.ceoonline.com soon. That's all for this episode, and join us next time for Price Right, Profit Right with Sue Hurst.